Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 30th. Initiative 97, the controversial petition initiative that would mandate strict oil and gas setbacks across the state, has been certified and will be on the November ballot for voters to decide in Colorado. According to a press release from Secretary of State Wayne Williams, the measure would mandate that new oil and gas development, including fracking, be a minimum distance of 2,500 feet from occupied buildings and other areas designated as vulnerable. Backers of Initiative 97 submitted signatures August 6th for the measure. 172,834 signatures were submitted, while only 98,492 were necessary to get on the ballot. Only one last initiative remains to be certified, which is Initiative 173, about campaign contributions. That initiative must be certified by September 5th. Five other citizen-led initiatives will be on the November 6th ballot. A proposed constitutional amendment would require that property owners be compensated for any reduction in property value caused by state laws or regulations. Another measure would restrict the charges on payday loans. Two initiatives involve transportation project funding. One would authorize bonds, and one would increase sales tax. The final initiative is a proposed constitutional amendment that boosts taxes to raise money for education. Paonia is one of 31 towns and cities in Colorado that were issued a letter by the American Civil Liberties Union demanding the repeal of its ordinance against panhandling. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the Colorado chapter of the ACLU is seeking to capitalize on a 2015 federal court ruling that struck down the city of Grand Junction's ordinance, declaring it to be against the First Amendment. On Tuesday, the ACLU sent letters to the 31 communities asking them to repeal anti-panhandling laws. Other Western Slope towns and cities to receive the letter were Palisade, DeBec, Newcastle, Ouray, and Rangeley. KVNF News spoke with Paonia Town Administrator Ken Knight to get the details. We started by asking Knight if the town of Paonia does indeed have an ordinance against panhandling.
It's not one that we actively enforce, but looking at the code book, it is there. No loitering while begging is on the books.
Okay, and then you have received a letter from the ACLU, and what is the process now that you've got the letter?
I contacted the town attorney and was actually contacted this morning by CIRSA, who is the basically umbrella insurance organizations that handles an awful lot of Colorado municipalities, and they are actually creating a task force to advise the different communities that have these, what are essentially old ordinances on the books, on how to address them and to come into compliance with court ruling from 2014, 2015, and 2016, but with the primary according to the ACLU, court orders coming down in 2015.
And it'll probably turn out to be, you'll get advice from CIRSA and the lawyer, and then it will become a decision for the board to vote on. Is that how it'll work?
Yes, absolutely. We'll work on as a staff, an ordinance to bring us into compliance with court orders, and then we'll bring that forward to the board for them to debate and vote on.
On Monday, the Bureau of Land Management released its environmental assessment for the December oil and gas lease sale that includes nearly 8,000 acres in the North Fork Valley. Despite the town of Paonia's push to submit a comment within the shortened scoping period, that comment was omitted from the assessment. KDNK's Raleigh Burley has more.
Several weeks ago, the scoping period closed. That was the period in which the public and a wide variety of agencies from municipalities, county governments, to state and federal environmental agencies could raise issues that they wanted the BLM to address.
That's Andrew Forkas-Goodmanson, Associate Program Director at Citizens for a Healthy Community based in Paonia. Comments made in the scoping period helped to inform the BLM's environmental assessment, which was released on Monday with the exclusion of the town of Paonia's comment.
So the BLM was directed to abbreviate the environmental review process. They took what had been a 13-month process and turned it into a 6-month process. And despite that foreshortening, hundreds of residents in the North Fork Valley and the town of Paonia itself were able to submit comments. Unfortunately, it appears that the BLM has not considered the letters submitted by the town of Paonia. In one of the appendixes in the preliminary environmental assessment, there's a list of comments submitted, and the town of Paonia is not in that list. I followed up with the local BLM lease sale coordinator, and he confirmed that that letter had been omitted.
KD&K also followed up with the BLM for comment on the omission.
My name is Jason Berengen. I am the lead public affairs specialist for the BLM Colorado State Office.
In response to concern from citizens in Paonia that the town's comment for the scoping period was omitted, is there a reason in particular why it was excluded?
Yes, yeah, so the scoping period was the first opportunity for the public to engage with the BLM on the upcoming December 2018 competitive oil and gas lease sale. The scoping comments were compiled and considered as the BLM prepared an environmental assessment for that sale. And we are currently in a 15-day public comment period now that the draft environmental assessment has been prepared. And that public comment period will last through September 11th. The BLM welcomes public input, and we encourage folks to address any concerns that they have regarding parcels in the upcoming sale.
And is the expedited process leading up to this lease sale potentially leading to a less thorough assessment?
The BLM is very thorough in its analysis for these lease sales.
Andrew Forkas-Goodmanson begs to differ.
If we're only going to be given 15 days to comment and we still manage to comment, then the BLM has an obligation to listen to those comments.
Links to the BLM's environmental assessment, the town of Paonia's omitted comment, and the online portal for public comment on the environmental assessment are made available at kdnk.org. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 30th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.